Scotty.
Yes, sir.
The Times got a story this morning saying that I had intervened up there and endorsed Kennedy, or recommended Kennedy, said he'd be very valuable and so on and so forth. They quote White House sources, and I checked everybody here, and I can't find anybody that says so. I had a little press conference a minute ago, and they were asking about it, and I told them, for deep background, that the Attorney General had not consulted me about it, that he had not asked for my recommendation. I didn't intervene in matters of that kind, and I told everybody that the Dash Man. I checked with everybody on the sources, and I couldn't find any. Do you have any idea where they come from?
I think Earl Mazel got that somewhere, Mr. President. As a matter of fact, as soon as I read it this morning, on the basis of your confidence to me last night, I called him up and said, that's all balls.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's a good thing I did, because they were planning to write up an editorial about it for tomorrow morning's paper.
Yeah.
But on the basis of this call, I'll call them again and make sure that they correct it in one way or another.
This is for your background, deep background. I honestly, genuinely, earnestly, sincerely believe that these matters in the states are matters for the states and not to be settled here. I don't get in the primaries anywhere. I sometimes have a senator or a congressman that's a personal associate, like I'd like to see elected, like Bill Fulbright or somebody that has attained that stature. But I never even go in and make speeches or take part in their primaries. I never have in 30 years. Mr. Rayburn never would endorse me in a primary. I never endorsed him when he won only one time by 400 votes. And so I think it's a pretty long 30-year record. It's pretty obvious that I don't go into conventions or into primaries and tell him. I think it has the effect of hurting the man usually more than it helps him.
Sure.
For somebody outside to tell him what to do. Now, we think that was probably the wish was father the thought in that matter.
Well, somebody probably planted it. That's what happened.
And so I think you'd want to know it. And I'm not against the man, and I'm not for it. I think it's a question of if Wagner wants to be for him and New York wants to be for him, and that's their privilege, or against him.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.